USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One day and counting. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Every day is a new reminder of how high the stakes are, of how far the other side will go to try to suppress the turnout, especially here in Philadelphia. President Trump is terrified of what will happen in Pennsylvania.
President Trump.
And now we're finally protecting our nation, rebuilding our cities, and we are bringing our jobs, our factories, and our troops back home to the USA where they belong. It's enough. It's enough.
Trump will hold rallies in four battleground states Monday, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where he'll actually hold two rallies. Joe Biden will focus on Pennsylvania and Ohio during the final day of campaigning. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Voting from the grave. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A person tried to register dozens of dead people as new voters in Broward County, Florida, with mail-in applications. The person from Columbia, South Carolina, submitted over 50 new voter applications with 19 envelopes in the same handwriting to the Broward Election Office in July. Staff in the election office flagged and turned over the suspicious applications to the state attorney's office. A follow-up investigation uncovered that most of the persons named in the applications listed as Democrats were deceased.
Joe Biden on the campaign trail Sunday in Pennsylvania.
I was very happy to have the moniker of being known as Pennsylvania's third senator. I know Philadelphia well. I married a Philly girl, by the way. And by the way, I got my Eagles jacket on.
The only problem, the former VP was wearing a Delaware Blue Hens jacket. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Oh, it's good to be energy independent. The national average is just over $2 a gallon for gasoline. USA Radio News' John Clemens explains the low cost.
The national average is down 3 cents a gallon to a level of $2.11. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for that drop in prices.
Overall, the biggest concerns pushing the price of oil lower are uncertainty over the election and a potential legal feud, which could lead stimulus in limbo, and the surge in the coronavirus pandemic, in which U.S. cases have soared to near record levels.
While residents of Oklahoma are enjoying statewide averages of $1.76, residents of California continue to suffer at $3.14 a gallon. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
State taxes have a lot to do with the final price you pay at the pump. A fan favorite from American Idol has died. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Nikki McKibben was on AI back in 2002 when the show exploded in popularity. She made it to the finals, finishing behind Justin Guarini and winner Kelly Clarkson. Those closest to Nikki confirmed she died of a brain aneurysm. They say she'd been on life support and was surrounded by family when she passed at the age of 42, and that she was an organ donor as well. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.